Well,
it's the episode you've all been waiting for. And by you all, I mean me. Happy Valentine's Day to me. And also you, Sable, and also everyone listening. It is our second annual Valentine's Day episode. I'm so excited.
I'm in support of you being excited.
Thank you. You know what? That's all I can ask for at this point. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Mm-hmm. We are fully in the throbbing dick of Valentine's Day season.
We are in the dick vein
of we are in the moose knuckle of Valentine's Day.
Oh my god.
I have been stomping around the city as I do, and the Valentine's Day decorations are among us.
Your content is just getting more and more pink.
I mean, and it's already pretty pink.
I know, yeah. I was like, as if it can't have already been so pink.
I'm like, oh no. Let me fire up the story once again. You're gonna get the 14th slide of the day.
Yep.
Another cardboard heart. Don't mind if I do. Let me feel this joy.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
It could be worse. I could be like going up for the 4th of July. How embarrassing.
Oh my god, yeah. Or like Flag Day.
Please. Or even worse, Singles Day. Like, I do know where to put the brakes on. I don't know.
I know it's like a Chinese holiday.
Oh, is it?
Which is but it's literally like a commercial event.
Oh.
Like, it's a day where you just buy shit for yourself.
Oh, if it's for yourself, then I'm with that. Okay.
And I think it's 11-11.
Wait, I didn't mean Singles Day. I meant Sweetest Day.
Wait, what?
Sweetest Day.
What is that?
It's in like the summer. It's like Valentine's Day Reloaded. Wait, stupid.
I have never heard of this.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
Tell us more.
I don't know. I don't know much about it. It's just like it's like Valentine's Day Part 2, but like more low-key and very stupid. It's very, I feel like, I number one feel like it wasn't a thing until like maybe 10 years ago, and number two, I just feel like it's made by like corporations.
You know what I mean? As all holidays are,
right? I know, much. I know.
Yeah,
but this one gets a pass. Sweetest Day does not. I do know where to draw the line. Shockingly.
I like to think of Valentine's Day as like the scammer's holiday, because Saint Valentine's was kind of a scammer. Mm-hmm. He was marrying people against the law and taking their money.
And I love that. I think that's very romantic.
And then the king of the time was like, off with your head. And then somehow he became a saint because he was like, yeah, I'll unite people who are in love, but who the king didn't want to get married.
That's punk rock.
I guess so. But I also think he just wanted the money.
Which is also punk rock. There's one thing I love, it's money.
He was the original girl boss. Saint Valentine's truly, is the original girl boss.
He truly was.
He's the blueprint.
We are doing this actually kind of cool Valentine's Day campaign at work randomly. And of course, I'm all over it. But one of my coworkers, we were literally at the water cooler, LOL. And she was like, what is it with you in Valentine's Day? And I was like, I don't know. Have you like seen me? And she was like, but you're single. And I'm like, I know. That has nothing to do with it. Like,
yeah. What the hell?
My relationship status has nothing to do with my like obsession with Valentine's
Day. Report her to HR.
Right. Exactly. I was like, no, it's just like, it's the one time of the year when the entire world looks like how the inside of my head does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm excited.
I actually really enjoy all of the, not counter Valentine's Day content, but I feel like there's a lot of like Valentine's themed horror films and horror shows. I love that.
Yeah. And also like, I feel like there's a lot of makeup artists who do like bloody renditions of Valentine's Day like situations, which I feel like they do kind of go hand in hand because love is horror.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
I'm with that.
Yeah. All you like know, the macabre iterations. Of
however you have to celebrate.
Yes.
I love that. My TMJ is going wild.
Really? Right
now. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
My whole head is clicking. Sorry, we'll cut that out. That's gross.
Wait.
Anyway. Yeah.
What?
You didn't see that.
Tynan just like pushed his jaw into place.
What? It like unhinged my jaw.
It did look unhinged. Oh my god.
Sorry. Not the only thing that's unhinged. Yeah, I've been counting down to this episode all year, as I do every year. And of course, we have no idea what we're talking about.
We're both, wait, actually, were we single last year?
I was not single last year.
I was sort of.
But now I'm back to the streets.
I belong to the streets.
Exactly.
Oh
Who knows what I am anymore?
Oh my god. Speaking of the streets, you know what's actually like, okay, obviously there's nothing more cringe than having a crush, but like,
wait, and I mean this in the most like respectful way. Did you fuck that barista yet?
No.
Okay.
No. But speaking of,
is that him?
I saw him recently, and like apropos of nothing, it was just like over.
What do you mean?
It was like perfectly fine, nice, friendly interaction, but I was just like, eh.
Like over for you?
For me. Okay. The magic.
Was he still with it?
Gone. He's fine. He looks, everything's the same, but I was just like, eh. And then now I'm just like, wow, not having a crush? That's boring. Mm. Like now I'm just going to have to like do the things I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like I have nothing to procrastinate with.
That's real.
I know.
Not having a crush is boring. Write that down.
Like, how else am I supposed to distract myself now?
Literally.
Self-improvement? No.
No, thank you. Never mind.
Please go on.
No, I don't want to go down that road.
You're like...
What?
Seeing someone?
I'm not saying... Okay. We're cutting that out. We're cutting that all the way out.
I love that.
I can't believe you just said that in a hot mic. Oh my god.
First of all,
since when did we do that?
You can be seeing a person and like it not be a big deal.
And I'm seeing anyone. Stop.
As your voice just gets higher and higher pitched and more stern.
I'm like in a whistle tone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not that deep.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not seeing anyone, but if I was, we were at dinner on, I don't know, some fucking night. And I was telling him about this Valentine's Day campaign we were doing. And I was like, oh, and like, I'm obsessed with Valentine's Day, like blah, 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 blah. And I know it sounds like, makes me sound psychotic. And he's taking this last minute trip to Paris, like tomorrow or something.
For work or pleasure?
For pleasure. And he was like, oh, so like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And I was like, I don't know, bitch. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. What am I doing?
Eating a baguette?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyway. Can we move on?
I hate when someone's like, what are you doing this weekend, tonight, etc. for this holiday?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't have plans. And then they're like, cool. Well, I'm doing this. That needs to fucking stop. Cut it the fuck
out. Wait, what do you mean? Like, but like not inviting you? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you asking me what my plans are or what I'm doing if you're not going to fucking invite me to do something?
Mm.
That's fucking weird.
Because they know you don't leave the house.
And it's so common. No, it's not just like a me thing. I thought it was like, oh, this is a thing that happens sometimes and that's annoying. And then I realized that it's like a thing people do.
Yeah.
Mostly dudes.
It's rude.
All dudes. Just dudes. Maybe. I don't know. I don't date women. Maybe I should. I'll find out.
I can't believe you're not gay.
I can't believe that either, to be honest.
That's wild. The fact that you by choice date dudes.
I know. Sometimes I'm okay. I don't know if this is like a problematic thought.
See what's coming out.
But part of me is like, what if my brain is just not evolved enough to be gay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if people who are bisexual, homosexual, pansexual mm-hmm. just have unlocked a part of their brain that remains stupidly locked in my brain?
Well,
and all brains of heterosexuals.
Well, if that's the case, I've certainly unlocked that part of my brain.
Yeah.
But no other parts of my brain.
Because, like, you know, I know it's like untrue, but that whole saying where like you only use 10% of your brain.
Yeah.
Like, what if part of the, which is like not true by the way, but like, what if homosexuality is a part of your brain that's just like some people got it? It's like the girls who the girls who curl into girl. When if you know, you know. And I'm just like, I have yet to know. I wish to know.
You know what?
And Why don't I know?
I wish you well on that journey.
We'll see. You know, there are stories of people coming out much later in life.
Yeah.
Like in their 40s and 50s.
No, totally.
So there's hope for me.
Sometimes when I think too hard about like my sexuality, like I identify as gay because it's easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a quick get, but like I'm largely I'm queer, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because like my attraction to men is not exclusive of like, you know, gender expansive people or trans people, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, once I start going down that road, it's like I think of all of the other like sort of you know, sexual attraction and like gender expression and like where they intersect and where they do not, and like 5 minutes later I'm like, wait a minute, am I straight? I'd be like, what has all this been for? But then I just like backpedal into being gay. I was like, oh, okay, I'm gay again. It's fine.
I also think just like the way we define sexuality is so rigid.
It's so stupid.
So it's easy to trip yourself up on like the schematics of it or semantics when it's just like, you know what? It's just a fluid thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is mysterious and doesn't necessarily make logical sense, but it just is the way it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And we just are so obsessed with defining everything.
Right.
So I identify as just unfortunate.
I've been thinking a lot about crushes lately.
Of course you have.
Don't look at me like that. Stop. Oh my God. Just in general. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, is it like, I don't even know. Do you know what I mean?
I have no idea what you're trying to say to me.
It's like attraction.
Yes.
But like, is it just all in my head all the time?
Most things are.
All of it?
Most
just
things
are. In general.
Yes.
Big picture.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do I even want this?
I often think of this.
God.
And how like everything we experience is a narrative that our own brain has come up with, regardless of what is factual or evident.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, why so many people are like, vaccines are a hoax, or like, there's microchips in them. Because they've just like decided that that's the narrative that they've like been like, this is true.
Yeah.
Despite whether it is or not. It's not.
It's not.
But that goes too for like all of the people who are just like, if he wanted to, he would.
I love that though. That gets me right together.
Like in some ways, yes.
Yes.
But also for the most part, like there's so many reasons that have fucking nothing to do with you.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. But it's just, that's your projection.
Mm-hmm. But if he wanted to, he would is a really good one.
Sure. But at the same time, like part of me is like, if somebody who's not right for me, mm-hmm. but still wants me, keeps, you know, like trying, attempting to, I don't know, keep me in their life, but they're still toxic. I'm like, you know what? Even though you want to, don't.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do us both a favor and do not.
Right. Yeah. It's like, this is what I wanted, but not like this.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, is this just like all one big lie we tell ourselves?
Yeah,
until we die. That's crazy.
I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, of like the separation between what love is versus what romance is, and how we conflate romance with love.
But is love even a thing? Aren't they all just a choice?
Pretty much, yeah. It's all just perception.
God, we're fucked. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
I'm trying to be a big person and be like, you can love people who are not super great for you, and like let them go and send them on their way, mm-hmm. and like still have love for them.
Yeah.
And then there's the other part of me that's conditioned through our society, that's just like, no, fuck off, you don't deserve my love. And like,
I think you can have both.
You can have both, I guess.
You can have both with the same person. Sure. Quite frankly, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's something I've been coming to terms with lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's working though.
You know, it's doesn't happen in a straight line.
It does not. It does not.
You know?
Yeah.
How crazy.
This is just getting more and more scary.
Should we just start over?
It's like the Valentine's Day episode that just turns into like existential crises.
I love it. Love is crazy.
Love is crazy.
Okay, you know what?
What?
I had a thought this week.
Okay.
I listen to like 3 or 4 podcasts weekly and whatever, but there are other, how do I want to say that? Because it's going to sound insulting and I really don't mean it to. There are other shows that I'm like, people listen to that. Like, what does that sound like? Why do people listen to this? You know what I mean? Like, what is the deal? Because they are not like ours, but like there are parallels. So I put on something this week and
okay.
who I like
yeah
and I was like, they do all the same shit that we do, like what am I worried about? And I mean that in a good way. Like they shoot the shit for 15 minutes and then talk about whatever the fuck they want with no script. What am I so like in my head about lately?
Is that what you're worried about?
No.
Okay.
No, I just think like in my own head when I love what we do. Oh no, I mean, anyways, that's not good on this
one. I specifically, intentionally and purposefully, if you read our podcast about, which I feel like most people have not, we never promise to stay on a specific script. And listen, we do cover what we say we cover. Yeah. And you get a whole lot more. Yeah. But we never said it would just be this one thing.
And this is not a response to anything. Like, our reviews are still good and our listens are still going. Like, that's not any... But I'm just like, I think it's just like everything is too good and has been for too long. So my brain's just like caving in on itself. You know what I mean?
Oh, are you like one of those people when things are really good, you get anxious that you're like, uh-oh, something bad's going to happen?
Yes, which would be fine if I wasn't anxious about something bad happening at all other times as well.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
Wow.
I think like lately... In the last year, maybe year and a half, I've gotten very good though about like just sort of like not doing that in like every aspect of my life. I feel very like settled right now, which like talk to me next week, girl, who knows? But like with the this and the that going on, I'm just like, well, here it is. You know what I mean? Like
It is what it is.
I'm not going to worry about a day from now,
yeah,
a week from now. It is what it is. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I generally... feel like most of my anxiety comes from not minding my business. So I remind myself, hey, is this your business? No? Then don't worry about it.
Wait, you posted something this week that made me laugh so hard.
What?
When Sunday Riley sent you that telescope, what did you say? They're like, Sunday Riley said, you know what? You've been minding your own business for too long. Here's the telescope.
Because like, of course, maybe. No, I don't even think I'm the only person who would have thought this, especially in New York City. Yeah. But it's like, oh, I have a telescope. What am I going to do? Immediately look at the building across the way from me and see what I can see. Immediately see, like, look at people's windows.
Right. Constellations. Who? Give me some titties.
I mean, there's like nothing... There's like a highway overpass like outside my window, so it's like I can't really see anything into anybody. Also, it's like a shame that I'm like, well, I can't even really look at the stars because there's so much light pollution. I mean, when there is a moon, I'm gonna look at them. I'm gonna look real good at that moon. But like, it's such a ridiculous, like, this is a telescope from a skincare company is the most ridiculous, delightful thing that I could have been saying.
Fully insane.
It's like in my bedroom now. I'm sure anyone who walks in my room is like, are you some kind of pervert? Are you some kind of weird steam? It's like, looks like vaguely steampunky too.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It's so, but it's so funny.
It is so funny.
And like Sunday Riley is engraved onto the side.
Like, make it make sense.
I'm just like, Galileo could never. Copernicus who? I'm not like other girls. I'm into astronomy.
Yeah, right.
What's your sign? Let's find it in the sky.
God. Sable's astronomy era. I love that.
Yeah.
Have you heard the new FKA Twigs record?
A bit, yeah.
Do you like it?
It's okay.
Okay, it reminds me of you.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one song she has with The Weeknd. Yeah. I feel like The Weeknd is like in everyone's business.
The Weeknd sounds like a cartoon bat.
He is on everyone's fucking tracks.
Yeah.
And like, why?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Stop screaming.
Stop it. But yeah, that one song she has, Crying in the Club, I'm like, that is me.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
If I went out, but I don't.
I'll see you later, sorry.
Okay.
It's not like we don't talk about every other goddamn thing on this show, apparently.
God, yeah. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, I smell like my most Valentine's fragrance ever today. And I don't think I've talked about it on the show, but if I have, I'm going to do it again. It is a scent by one of, not your favorites, but I feel like you talk about these guys all the time. I am wearing Escada Candy Love.
Oh, yeah. They are very Valentine's. Is that the heart-shaped bottle?
Yes, it is the heart-shaped component that stands. Okay, like, you know what a heart looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, but it stands like up on the tip of the heart.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So where a heart would come down at a point at the bottom, they like sliced like a little bit of that off, and it just like stands on your vanity as this big pink heart with a little red heart in the middle. It's so cute. When it came out, I was like, I don't care what that sounds like, you have to send me that. You know what I mean?
And I don't care if it's empty, just send me the bottle,
honestly. And they did. I was like, you don't even have to fill it. And it's cute. I mean, it smells like it looks, you know what I mean? It's not anything groundbreaking.
A Scottish fragrance is like, it's a pretty linear vibe. I was obsessed with them as a teenager. Obsessed.
Right.
And like, I don't even, is it, it's like a floral, it's like a fruity,
this one,
I mean, most of them are like kind of fruity, floral, and like, but to me, I don't know why in my experience, to me, like, something just made them, they were just so unique. Mm-hmm. They were like so different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like fragrances for mall girls.
Yes.
And I mean that in like a positive way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like girls who, didn't they have like a heater like 10 years ago? It was something about like a little black dress or some shit. I remember like right when we both started writing it, that was, everyone was talking about it. And it was really good, actually.
Yeah. In my head, I just remember the bottles were kind of tall and like pink.
And like ombre too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Candy Love.
Is that. It smells like red berries, hairspray, and sparkling water.
That checks out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It smells like a celebrity scent.
Who made it?
I'm going to have you read these names because I'm going to fuck them up. I got them
highlighted for you. Amandine Clerc-Marie and Nicolas Beaulieu.
Yes.
Those guys,
our friends. Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot happening. The top note is candy apple, which is cute. Middle is rose. The base is whipped cream and vanilla. And that's what it is.
Whipped cream.
Candy apple actually makes a lot of sense because I kept thinking about this fragrance as being glassy and like fragile. I actually didn't notice it was candy apple until just now. I thought it was just apple. So that threads the needle for me a little bit because there is something about this that's like translucent and really sweet but lightweight and breakable and really shiny. It's nice. I mean, listen, I'm not gonna tell you to run out and get it because like scent wise all right, move on, but I would absolutely tell you if you like the bottle you have to have it. Like, don't be crazy.
They're not super expensive. No, they're not
expensive at all. I mean,
it's like department store.
Exactly. This is
but like $60-$70.
Yeah, if that. Yeah, in the 60s.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Yeah, I just knew today was going to be our Valentine's Day episode. And like, what better scent to wear than Escada Candy Love? You know what I mean? Here we are. Sable, what do you smell like today?
I smell like...
Oh, right.
Okay, so I too was also like, oh, what am I going to wear for a Valentine's Day? I could not come up with like, nothing was rushing to the front of my mind. But this scent that I smell like, Vyrau.
That's the brand name, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't, V-Y-R-A-O. So in my brain, that's pronounced Vyrau. I hope that's correct.
What are you saying?
The name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vyrau. Oh, yeah, it's chewy.
It's a chewy word. Yeah. Vyrau, the scent is called... Witchy woo. Two words. Witchy and then woo. Yeah. It actually smells a lot what the name you would think it would smell like. It does smell quite witchy and a little wooey. Yeah. And I think that is also the point. Mm. The brand has that kind of, it falls under the category of like luxury spiritual.
Is that a category?
It is to me.
What else is in that category?
Okay. Like
goop.
Yeah, basically. Okay. It's like a very goopy kind of thing where it's very luxury, very like...
Just say it.
I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
It's giving Eat, Pray, Love.
It's giving discovering spirituality through white women. However,
it's giving 5-minute journal.
It's giving gratitude. Yeah. Oh, I'm such an asshole.
No, I get it. We've had this conversation before. The branding is a little iffy.
The bottle is beautiful.
The bottle is so beautiful.
The bottle, the box, it came in.
And they all font. There's 5 scents.
And
they're all gorgeous. So. They're all like thick ombre bottles with a really heavy glass base, almost like a decanter.
There's apparently some sort of diamond jangling around in there that is supposed to charge the juice.
God.
Because it's a crystal.
Imagine how tired we are.
So it's like that. I'm just saying. And you know what? I think a lot of people are just tickled by that.
Yeah.
And cool for you.
Mama, that's a rock.
It's got a rock in there.
Sure.
So off, just like right out of the atomizer. When I sprayed it on, I was initially like, oh my God, this smells just like drugstore cologne. Mm-hmm. Like it was really, it almost kind of smelled like metal mm-hmm. in like a rusty way. Like when you are holding onto a subway pole or like the monkey bars on a playground and then your hands kind of smell like iron.
Okay.
It had that kind of metallic-y earthiness to it and just like so much patchouli, so much blaring, dry, acrid patchouli. And I was like, whoa, this is a little bit too witchy for me. And then it's dried down, obviously, on my skin. And now it smells incredible.
Yeah.
Like something, I don't know what happened, but like, I guess like all of the harsh notes just dissipated. And then it just smells like warm and velvety and...
Let me smell on her skin.
Yeah. It smells like incense-y.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It's like incense-y and suede-like.
To me, all I get is incense, but in a good way. In a good way.
It's like a very soft, velvety incense, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was like, it took a while to get there.
Yeah.
I lost the little card it came with that told me the whole thing behind it. Okay, so... Here's what's in it. Cinnamon, incense, orris, patchouli, sandalwood, rose, black pepper, white musk, carrot seeds, wild card. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, okay, this is according to Fragrantica. And it's like a build. Its build is like a warm and spicy. A woody floral musk. And I would say more woody musky than floral. I don't really get floral, to be honest.
All I get is incense.
All I get is woody musky. It's beautiful. And the name...
The name's bad.
I'm sorry. The name is not for me. But yeah, I also think that this is the type of name that a lot of people would be like, oh my God, I love that.
A lot of white people.
That's so fun.
Right. When I walked in, I was like, yo, your place smells really good. Like your whole house. And Sables burns incense all the time.
Yeah, I do.
And loves incense-y, like home scent. So I was like, what is going on here? And she was like, oh, it's either this or this. And it was like, and I was like, well, it's not that.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I was like burning a candle too.
Yeah. All I mean, this scent took up your whole house.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Like, when did you spray it?
An hour? Two hours ago?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't really smell it anymore in that way, but I walked in and I thought you were like burning incense.
Oh, wow.
And you're a small girl in a big house. Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's pretty.
This thing has range.
I have such a weird relationship with incense because I love it so much, but I like an incense scent so much, but I don't want to only smell like incense because it just gets so, like, it makes my brain feel like a sponge.
It's pretty acrid.
Yeah.
Or it can be.
It gets really like, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
So this, I think, as much as I like it, might be a little too much for me for all day wear. But I do.
Yeah, I'm curious about their other scents that have less esoteric names.
They're five, right? They're five altogether.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes, five cents. Yeah, they all kind of fall under the category of having like a sort of mystical, metaphysical kind of quality to it. And like, I don't know. I guess that's fun for people.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to interpret fragrance.
Sure.
I think. And honestly, as long as the scents are good, who fucking cares?
But are they good?
Right? Yeah.
I'll see if they have a Discover scent I can call in or whatever, because they've been hitting me up. I'm sure they'll be eager to now that I just talked so much shit about them. But
I know. I'm like, thank you and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I do think it's a nice scent and I do love the bottle.
The bottle's crazy.
Yeah.
The bottle's so beautiful.
Me shaking the crystal. Like,
right.
Charge, goddamn you, charge.
Right.
Give me powers.
Finally, please.
I know, finally.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I personally, even though my love of Valentine's Day is not connected at all to my, you know, feelings about love or whatever, I don't know. Don't you think that like fragrance is just sort of an inherently like fragrance to me, and I've said this before, is just like inherently romantic. And I don't mean that in a way that like has anything to do with anyone else. I think fragrance is about like romanticizing your life in any way that you so choose.
Yeah.
Whether it is with someone else or for someone else, which is okay if you want that. Or if it's just like your day to day, like for yourself going out, like all the dumb shit that we say about beauty at all times. It's not dumb, but like for your friends, like I wear, it's just that to me. But I think just fragrance in itself is romantic, and so is Valentine's
Day. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Scent is like one of the most intimate romantic qualities of a person, I think.
And personal and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's the thing people always remember.
I mean,
yeah.
Completely.
It either pulls you in or pushes you away.
Repels you.
Or, yes.
You know?
But that's like by and far, I feel like across the board, every single human can be like, oh yeah, the smell of the person I love or the smell of the person I did love or hate it. Well, you know, it's weird. No one really talks about the smell of the people they hate, but people always remember the smell of the person they love.
Mm.
It's primal, I guess.
It is primal.
That's the whole point.
Like, yeah. Oh, it's like a sense memory, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what's so it's scary imprinting. About it. It's like, I don't like to, what am I saying? I don't like to, tie things to people. I think there's a better way to say that, but like, I don't like to have like a song, you know what I mean? Or I don't like, cause it's like, one day you're going to be gone and this shit won't be, and I don't want to think about, you know what I mean? So it's like,
that always makes me sad too, that like, I even think that.
I know. Same.
I'm like, why do I have such little faith in like
I know.
Things working out?
Right. But it's like songs, places, things like that. But scent, you like, you're gonna be down for the count with that one, whether you like it or not. You know, it's like you can't.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice in that one, and I hate that.
That's true. Yeah, it's like even if they like don't necessarily wear any sort of scent, like they all everything has a scent, even when it's scentless, especially if it's alive.
yes like God, the scent of what the fuck is it called, Kiehl's facial fuel face wash, the one that like it's only saving grace is that like every man on earth uses it, so it's like it's hard to pinpoint to one person, but like I was showering at a gentleman's place for a year and a half, and I can't smell that without thinking of him, and it's like there are scents, you know what I mean, but then there are things that are scented that do the same thing, but you're never expecting it. So like every time I'm like, I don't know, like borrowing a face wash from someone I'm like hanging out with or whatever, it's just like, oh, like right, it's kicking the dick, you know what I mean?
Know.
Like, ugh.
And everyone's like, how do I, you know, like what's the word, like not the opposite of empowering, how do I disarm like a certain scent from triggering me thinking about a person?
Oh sure.
Which is possible to do.
Is it?
Yeah,
some Eternal Sunshine shit.
Yeah, because you just have to dilute the singular memory from that scent. So it's like immersion therapy. You just have to smell it in many different contexts to dilute it from that one reminder.
But then you're like, immersing yourself in.
Well, yeah like it might be a little triggering at first, but then after a while like the whole thing will just fucking be neutralized. Yeah,
I used to be very triggered by, and I've said before, Dior Sauvage. But
I think many people are.
That's the thing. Yeah. It does bring me comfort that has somehow, unbeknownst to me until last year on this show, become like the contemporary fuckboy scent. So it's like, oh, it's not just me. It's all of you. We all have an ex-boyfriend that wore this and we all hate it.
I don't know if I do, actually. Ugh,
well, TikTok.
I don't think I've ever dated someone who came with their own fragrance. I've like always introduced them to a fragrance that then became their fragrance.
You know what?
Which is like me doing myself in, but whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh my God.
I'm just happy to connect people to scents that they love. So you know what? It's like when men try to explain crypto to you, that's me explaining fragrance to men.
Please.
I get like really, really into it and I can tell that they don't give a shit, but I'm like, look, if I am going to be made to sit through whatever boring ass pretentious film that you suggest for the validation so I can be like, yes, you're smart, yes, you like cool things, I'm gonna fucking talk my ass off about fragrance.
Wait. In what world do you do anything that you don't want to do? Number one, period. Number two, for a man. Like, okay. Who is this mythical Sable that you're...
I realize that... And I don't think that this is unique to me. I think every person deals with this in some way, that like there are behaviors you have deep inside from when you were a child that are triggered through a romantic relationship, just because all romantic relationships are inherently triggering. It's just what they are. It's just their nature. And like there are so many ways that I've behaved in relationships that keep me up at night, where I'm like, I really wish I had done this differently. I wish that I was like more assertive. I wish I spoke up more. And I definitely wish that I left earlier. And like, I beat myself up a lot about that, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, okay, I can think about it this way. Like in my professional Sable, in my career, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work. Doesn't fucking matter. There's always going to be like another project right mm-hmm. on the horizon. It's going to pay better. It's going to be better. There's going to be like a cooler thing I can do. And like, I always have this mindset that I'm like, I'm very secure and confident in my abilities. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, as long as that's there, it doesn't matter. Like, there's always going to be, there's enough for everybody. There's yeah. enough to go around, and like something better will come along or something more appropriate, whatever. But like me and my romantic life mm-hmm. is like a very, they call a lack mindset.
Okay.
Of, I mean like, okay, just like when you find, when anybody finds anybody that you're like, oh my God, you're so attractive. I'm so attractive to you. You're so charming. You're so funny. And you make me feel amazing. It's like, I mean, I don't know your life, but like for me, it's like pretty fucking rare.
You know my life.
Yeah. Like it happens like honestly, maybe every like 2 to 3 years. It's yes. a fucking long time. And then you get into a relationship with that person and then like things happen and then like it doesn't work out. And then as it's on the decline, it like triggers something in me to just like try and make it work because mm. like I'm remembering the rareness of that. Mm. When the truth is, I'm like, wait. First of all dating is just like kind of like accumulating information about a person.
Yeah.
And then like, obviously, yes, compassion and caring and feelings and love and sex and all that stuff too. But also when you learn that a person is not for you for whatever reason, I feel like the healthy thing is to
cut and run.
Yes. Like, you know, maturely, civilly, kindly, consciously uncouple, as I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go
but
on.
But my, yeah, I know. Like, but my brain is like, no, hold on more.
Well, because
never let them go.
It feels like a loss. You know what I mean?
It does.
Like,
it does. I know. I know. But like, I hate that part of me.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's not abnormal, though.
It's not abnormal. I get it. Like, I understand it and I have like self compassion for it, but I was just like, next time. Or like the things that I, this is getting so.
No.
I think back on all the things like, either thinking like I should have been more understanding or I should have been more chill about that. And then like way more is I should have been a lot less chill about that. Mm-hmm. Or like, why did I allow that?
Yeah.
Mostly that. Like a lot of it is like, why did I allow this? Because I've recently learned that you're always teaching people how to treat you based on what you're willing to tolerate.
Yeah.
And that's not like a moral statement. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
For instance, if someone's always like 5 to 10 minutes late and you're like, don't worry about it, no big deal, they're going to be like, oh, she's cool with me being a little bit late. Mm-hmm. She's chill. And if you're stewing inside and you're like, I fucking hate that they're always fucking late, it's so fucking disrespectful, but you don't say anything about it, like you're allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an example.
Yeah.
And like that can go for so many things. But at the same time, there's parts of me, it's like, oh, I really should have spoken up about that.
Oh.
I didn't think it was a big deal. But then like, if it's not a big deal, like, why am I thinking about it after the fact?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think about that a lot.
I think you and I are both very hard to please. I think we both have.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think I'm that hard to please. Well,
in that
maybe
category.
Yeah.
I think you and I both have extremely high standards. We're both turned off very easily.
Yes, that is true.
We're both very picky. And yeah. I don't think of myself as like, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, it doesn't take much to turn me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I hate dating. I hate like all that like rigmarole. So yeah, I do.
Hate the performance of it.
Yeah. Oh my God. It drives me fucking, it's so exhausting. I understand what you mean when you're talking about like the rarity of it, but at the same time, it's like you only get the cream of the crop because of all the fuck shit you don't put up with, you know,
yeah.
and all the shit that you won't entertain.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have told me, like, what's meant for you is already coming, or whatever.
Did I say that?
Yes. And like Rachel says, dick is abundant and low value. Okay. Like, it's funny you say that because I think a lot about, are we going to talk about fragrance at all?
This is the diatribe that Dior Sauvage.
Exactly. Inspired. Well, on that tip, like, I was, dating this guy in my late 20s and it was really, really good. But I don't fight much in relationships. Mm-hmm. because I feel like I'm good at like talking through things and like I'm yeah. very protective, and I would just like rather let like the other person be happy, even if it sort of means like a loss for myself. I don't yeah. know how that any of that connects, but it did in my head. But there were times when he'd be like, Tynan, like, you're allowed to be mad at me. Yeah. Like, I fucked up. And I was like, yeah, like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Like, whatever. Just to, like, not go down that road. But then, you know, that stuck with me. Because it's so weird to hear your fucking boyfriend being like, get mad at me, I deserve
That's
it.
That's like, yeah, very like, generous ugh. Of him.
It's like so insulting to like to me, not from him, but like an insult from me to me. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I get what you mean.
But then, more recently.
Oh,
I'm big about like choosing my battles. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. not every battle it needs to be.
Yeah, fought. Not every conflict needs to be a fucking strategy.
Unless you're me, and then started picking every battle.
Oh no!
And no, but like I don't know. So yeah, I started speaking up for myself, mm-hmm. and I feel great about it.
And interesting things occur.
And it just and a plethora yeah, of yeah. exciting and interesting things. I mean, nothing occurred. It was fine. But yeah, like to your point, it's like you are teaching and reminding people
yeah.
how to treat you, mm-hmm. and you deserve that. And yeah, I mean, like, what do you want to be like in a relationship with someone who like treats you like doesn't?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Like. Knows your worth and doesn't act like it God, or doesn't no. at all, or would you rather be single and you know
I would so rather be alone,
exactly,
which is why I'm alone.
Yeah, I mean same.
And it's fine, I'm completely content with that, because no, truly, like the whole situationship of it all, mm. like no
yeah
ugh, not no there's a ugh, no ugh, I hate that term even exists.
Same.
I feel like it's like a very recent invention.
Yeah, it's gross. Like, stop making up words.
Yeah, like, don't give a shitty thing a cute name. Yeah, right. Now you have to keep it. It's like right. naming a pet. Like, right. you got a stray dog, and you're like, don't fucking name it. Now you're going to keep it. But yeah, at a certain point, I'm like, do I need to make a fuss about this? And then after enough things accumulate, you're like, now I have to make several fusses. Several fusses remain to be made.
Right.
Yeah. Boundaries. That's why we have boundaries. And like, I forgot where I read this. It was probably some like Instagram therapist. It's like, boundaries exist to protect both parties, because if you just like let people walk all over you and they don't know that yeah, like
right.
that's not cool with you, then
that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah.
So, boundaries, man.
What does love smell like to you, Sable?
Love smells like boundaries. Okay. You will hate this answer. But.
Oh, God, don't say it. God damn it. Why did I even have to ask the question? Go. You have the floor to answer the question that I asked on our podcast.
Honestly, love smells a little bit like sweat
God
to
damn
me.
It.
And I don't mean that in like a carnal way. I just mean that sweat, to me, generally speaking, is something that I only smell with someone because I'm so physically close to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when not even like BO, I'm not even talking about like BO, oh. just like the smell of someone's neck,
oh.
the smell of someone's scalp, like those human person odors.
Mm-hmm. Skin.
Skin. Yeah, the smell of somebody's skin.
Yeah.
And there's like a little bit of sweat, a little bit of oil, and like whatever yeah. environment is on them. You know, if they just came in from the rain, or like the smell also of sun-soaked hair. When you smell someone's head after you've been sitting in the sun.
Mm.
Like that to me is like such like a romantic smell.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Sun-soaked? What are you? Sun
no, that's a thing.
Yeah. Sun-baked.
Yeah.
Sun-baked scalp. I know, it like sounds gross when you put it that way, but like that's it.
Yeah.
That's one. Yeah.
I love that.
Uh-huh. I remember reading when I was a teenager, and like I like worshipped women's magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading in I don't remember which one. It was probably like Cosmo Girl or 17 or something.
Satanic.
I know. And I don't even know why this was in a teen girl's magazine. It yeah. like probably shouldn't have been.
Sure.
But it said that the smell of I actually think it did say a smell of a man specifically, not even like your lover.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
No one was gay in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's very heteronormative, but they're like, the smell of a man's scalp is like a pain deterrent.
What?
If you think about, if you're okay, if like, if you're in physical pain, like maybe you're getting a tattoo or like, I don't know, something, you fell, scraped your knee, whatever. If you think about, or if you smell like a man's scalp, mm-hmm. it will dull your pain receptors.
Weird.
Yeah. And I don't think that's untrue necessarily,
okay.
that's but it so really odd. Stuck in my head.
Clearly.
And I was also just like, where is there a man's scalp when you need surgery?
Right.
When you're like in the ER or something.
Right.
Quick, this woman needs a man's scalp to smell.
What was the first thing you thought of when you thought of pain, getting a tattoo? You don't have any tattoos.
I know, I don't. Well, I was just trying to think of like an activity that was just like sustained pain.
Sure.
Which would be like getting a tattoo.
Okay.
Or fair. Like, okay, getting a...
No, I'm just a question.
Microneedling.
Getting your brows tatted.
Also, sustained pain.
That hurts more than tattoos, I've heard.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Tattoos don't hurt.
Oh. Okay, then a tattoo should be a breeze. Mm-hmm. I will say, yeah, getting microneedling, I was not anticipating that it would hurt that much.
Because it's a different needle.
Yeah, it was also like a stamp.
Oh, like yeah, a, I like that. Yeah.
Like it was like a gun that would stamp.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I want to get it done so bad.
A probably like square inch of needles. So it's not even like one tiny needle at a time. It's like a square inch of several needles just getting stamped to your face.
Wait, that can't be true.
A square inch. Yeah. That is a lot bigger than
that's an inch.
That is not
an inch. That is an inch.
No, it's not. Okay. Half inch. Give me a square half inch. There you go. Tynan's like making a circle with his fingers. Like, this is an inch. I'm like, bro. No.
It's a full fist.
That's like a Ferrero Rocher.
that's what an inch is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
To me, love, I don't know. Love smells like so many things. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like it smells like a hotel bathroom.
Oh, you've had many fancier romances than me.
I don't know that that's true.
I think that might be. I also think you go for fancier men than I do.
I think I am the fancy man.
Fancy begets fancy. I'm secretly fancy.
You're not secretly fancy. Look around.
They don't know that. Don't tell them that.
No, but like, I mean, it can be any type of hotel, but it's like, you know, when it's like 5:30 p.m., mm. and you are like showering to get ready for dinner, and you're like, you're showering second, and you're like showering all his like shower fog and like product smell.
Just
and
when take it's a shower like together.
No.
Really? You're
no,
not a together shower.
I'm not about that. I'm not about that. No, I shower alone, please.
I thought you would have been a together shower.
No, stay out of my way. We can get ready together. That's fine. That's cute. Yeah. Like brush your teeth, but no. Oh my God. No, never mind. Actually, this is fine because this is a segue. This one motherfucker that I dated in my early 20s who was from hell. I should have, and I can't talk shit about him because I was in the relationship too, and I was also a demon.
Right.
And I, you know, I stayed for much longer than I should have, but I stayed. So it's like, who is the clown now?
Yeah.
He loves showering together, and I have always hated it. And I'm like, you, like, yeah. What do we got to do? Like, what, why? Please, just like...
I feel like it's only ideal if you're like a rich person with a dual shower head, large mm-hmm. shower situation.
If we're like rinsing off from the beach, fine. But like, let me wash my hair or something. My buzz
If
head.
There's one stream, you're like, who gets the stream? You gotta switch places.
Anyway, also though, he, for all of his faults, wore this fragrance that I was obsessed with and still completely love, and like I know what it is because I pulled it up on my way here. It is actually, what is this word, Sable? It's Bulgaria Pour Homme Soir.
Yeah,
soir.
Fuck. Evening.
Oh my God, evening.
Yeah,
I remember like meeting him and being like, he smells so good. Like, what is the deal? And it's called a woody floral, which I don't. Sorry, a woody floral musk, which like. Okay, so we're just gonna like say every category. The notes are Darjeeling tea.
Ooh,
yeah, I knew you like that. Papyrus, bergamot, and amber. And
ooh, that sounds really good.
I mean, it is really good, and I hate to give him that, but like I've never forgotten that. And I smelled it once recently, ooh. And I only smelled it on someone, so I didn't like have the bottle. But like I know in my bones that it was that same scent. I was like, ugh. But that was just my first sort of like experience of like, it was sort of my first adult relationship, whatever, like adult in gigantic quotation marks. And it was just one of those things where I was like, wow, like they can get you.
This is what a man could smell.
Yeah. Like they can get you in so many ways. Yeah. Like, watch out, ladies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do remember when I was a lot younger, like illegally young, really like my sexual awakening happening with the smell of Old Spice aftershave.
Yeah.
Which like, obviously was probably on a dude who would have been illegal to date, but
sure.
Like
sure,
something about the smell of Old Spice aftershave, I was like, that's a man smell. It was like very zaddy.
Okay.
But then I also think my romantic idea of men was also different at that time.
How do you mean?
You know, the things I romanticized in a partner were so different then, and like so, like, yeah, they didn't make any sense.
Sure.
It was like very conventional and very just like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to want. I'm supposed to want this like very masculine man.
Right.
It's like a cowboy and like, okay, no, I still love cowboys, but like, mm-hmm, you know, you, it was like kind of one dimensional. I, you know what it is? I realized not necessarily cowboy, but like some salt of the earth, like blue collar valor kind of, mm-hmm, a dude who can do things with his hands.
Yeah.
That's very attractive to me.
I like a normie.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. Like, if you like blend into a wall, I will be obsessed with you. Truly. I love a normie dude.
And that's probably why you'll marry Rich. And I will not.
I want to be, anyway. But like, you can't, you like, I'm the artist. You know what I mean? Like, and no, I don't claim that, but it's like, there can't be two of these girls, yes, here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also don't have any sort of a type,
yeah,
at all. So it's all good for
I
me, girl.
I don't think I have a type. Yeah. Everyone I've dated has been very different.
Wait, speaking of Old Spice, on the way here, there was this gentleman who, he and I were really good friends for a really long time. And everyone thought that we were dating, and I don't know why. And because we were in a big group of mutual friends, and people were like, are you and so-and-so dating, whatever? And I was like, we've never even been like alone in a room together. Like, what are you people seeing? Like, no. And then...
People assume. Yeah.
And then that all died down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, wait, are we dating? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like, what if you want to be dating that person? And then people are like, oh my God, are you dating? And they're like, no. And you're like, you said no really fast.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. He was really attractive. And I think it was sort of like, oh, he wouldn't ever.
Oh my God. Like, what if later you were like, isn't it so funny how people think we're dating? What if?
Do you want to marry me?
Should we?
But like... Yeah, he was so hot, and I was like, oh, he was, wouldn't, you know, ever go for me, whatever. It turns out he did.
What?
And we never really did any, we never dated.
That's such a shame.
But we did a whole lot of other things. And
fair.
When I came out here to land my first place, and so when I moved to New York, I was like, well, I gotta live somewhere. So I flew out here to meet with the broker and see a bunch of places, and I stayed with him. And we had gotten to know each other better.
Biblically.
before all that. And I was staying with him. And I remember taking a shower in his shower and seeing all of the things that made him up in my head. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that colored in the picture, mm-hmm, of him. And it was like his fucking hair product, his deodorant, his Adidas cologne. And I was in his showering, mm-hmm, and I used his body wash, which I think was Old Spice Swagger, which was offensive to, yes, my personal morals anyway. But I remember being so, like, not disgusted, but sort of put off and also fascinated by, number one, how blue it was, and number two, mm-hmm, how intense it was.
Yeah.
It was just like showering in raw, yeah, fragrance.
Those Old Spice, I feel like a lot of drugstore body products are like heavily, oh, scented.
My God.
Like,
I was like,
Dove, Pantene, all that shit is, yeah, like crazy scented.
And like, it was, I was like choking in the shower. I was, yeah, like, how do you do this to yourself, yeah, every day? Sometimes more than once a day.
Yeah.
And it was funny though, because then I like got out of the shower and was getting ready, and I was just sort of like, I don't know, I wasn't wearing any of his stuff, but I guess aside from the body wash, but I was like, whoa. Like,
no, and that's what you'll smell like all day is the body.
It was so weirdly like he was gone. He had gone to work or some shit. And I was getting ready to like stomp around and hopefully find a place. But I don't know. It was just like being surrounded by him in this super, like, it felt like vulnerable and intimate and invasive. You know what I mean? But it was also really sweet. I've just like never sort of like interacted with someone like that part of someone's life.
Totally. I mean, yeah, it doesn't make
any goddamn sense.
It's like you're wearing their costume.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is what I like about you, and now it's on me.
Now it's on me.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Very odd.
I've never had that experience.
That made more sense in my head before I said it.
Fair.
I'm sorry.
Most of the boys I've dated don't have products. They wash their face with hand soap.
And you know what?
And that's
And I bet their skin's perfect.
Yes.
I bet their eyelashes are a foot long.
Yes. It's infuriating.
You know?
They, yep.
Mm-mm. It's fine.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. Because you know what? I'm the one with the products.
True.
I'm the one who's fancy.
Right.
I'm the one who's creative. All you have to do is worship me.
It's not that hard.
Just be, yeah. The bar is so low.
The bar is in hell.
Yeah, the bar is in hell. God, sometimes I'm like, oh no, am I one of those people who just wants to be with a person who worships them and it doesn't matter, like, other facets of who they are or their own life ambitions? Then I'm like, wait, that's not true, because if that were true, I'd totally be wifed up by now. You know what? Maybe I am really fucking picky.
You are. Sable, you are very picky.
I'm like, I'm so chill. I'm cool with anything. You're like, no, you're fucking not.
You are chill, but like, your standards are insanely high. I'm surprised I'm in your apartment right now.
They're not high. They're just specific, you know?
You are chill with boys in ways that I don't expect you to be.
Like, wait, what do you mean?
I don't know what I mean. I think you are more open to more experiences than I am.
Okay, fair. Yes. Yeah. I'm also like just, I'm curious about people.
Oh, I'm not.
So, yeah.
I know enough.
Like, I'm more curious than I am judgmental, and sometimes I think that's a detriment. Because like, my morbid curiosity has taken me down many rabbit holes that once I get to the bottom of things, I'm like, oh, I didn't have to go here. I did not need to know this.
Right.
Like, I had all the information I needed, like, way up top. Didn't need to come here.
Yeah, right.
You do not have to get to the bottom of everything, girls. You
no, no. There's nothing there for you. Sometimes surface is all you need.
Yeah. Don't meet that bar in hell.
No, exactly. It'll keep you down there.
Yeah.
Please.
So, yeah, I'm like, I guess it's better to be curious than judgmental, but also like, you don't need to know everything. You know, sometimes the less you know, the better.
The less, hey, that might as well be the tagline of the show. The less I know, the better. Have you ever worn a lover's fragrance?
I tried to. It didn't work. I don't even know what I mean by
Mississippi
that.
Mississippi medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to deprogram it and it didn't work. Also because fragrance smells different on people.
True.
So he just had the type of skin chemistry that had a certain umami quality to it that just made fragrance. So
was he a shishito pepper?
Yeah, yes he was. My whole shishito pepper.
I love that.
My mushroom.
You would too.
It's funny, he actually, yeah, speaking of mushrooms, he gave me one of those mushroom logs. Like, it's like a log that just like grows mushrooms and you can harvest them and like cook them.
What the fuck were you going to do with that?
Eat fucking mushrooms forever is what I was going to do with that. It never sprouted. Like the log, it promised, it guaranteed to fruit. I have yet to harvest a single mushroom.
And if that's not saying all you need to know.
I often think that. I'm like, I wonder if that's a sign. I still have the log. I'm waiting. It's like fucking Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, what's this fucking mushroom gonna sprout?
Are you sure they're not like psychedelics?
No, because it's man-made. They like get a log, drill some holes in it, then they put mushroom spores. And you wait for them to grow.
That sounds like drugs.
Well, they said they put oyster mushroom spores in there. We'll see what sprouts. Still. I don't think I also think I didn't like take care of it the way I was supposed to use. But like, dude, mushrooms grow anywhere. Like, they literally will grow out of your pipes.
What else smells like love to you, Sable?
Sorry. Going on my mushroom tangent. Okay, what smells like love to me? Showering together.
Really?
Yeah. I have been the fragrance maestro for everyone I've loved. So like, what does that mean?
That's true. Yeah. You are the puppet master.
I don't want to change any, like, no. I don't date projects.
No.
If someone's like, I hate fragrance, I don't want to wear it, I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, like,
sure,
whatever, live your life. But if someone's open to the idea of it, then I'm like, oh man, we're going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. My last paramour did not wear fragrance mm-hmm. at all, which surprises me only because he was, as you say, like very fancy.
He was quite fancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And loved like all of that. Mm-hmm. And but like didn't know what he liked and didn't know where to start with any of it. Yeah. So it was sort of like, if he's using anything, praise God. but he only wore Old Spice Fiji.
Oh, right.
And so like that always, thank God it smells like, okay. It yeah. smells like it smells, I guess. And like, I liked it because it was on him. You know what I mean? Like,
I think, yeah, it's like when you love somebody, you kind of like everything about them. Huh. Or like you always find all of those things adorable about them.
Well, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It does suck. It's so misleading, which also got me thinking about how like being in love will fucking ruin your life. Because it overtakes your judgment. Mm. I was reading about this Tinder swindler, some guy who like scammed all these women out of thousands of dollars.
Jesus.
So it's like, wow, it really fucks up your judgment and it will make you voluntarily ruin your life.
Yeah.
That's so scary to me.
The thing I don't like about it is that it just becomes like muscle memory. You know what I mean? And it takes yeah. you, I don't mean to say like unlearn in like the therapy way, but like it truly takes you so long to like unlearn things yeah. that were just like habits.
I know.
And like rituals and like even like thought patterns and things. Yeah. Ugh.
I really hate that.
What are any of us doing?
I don't like what I'm at the point now where I'm like, I can't even imagine the next person I'm gonna be with. Like I can't even, I have like, there's a blank space where that's that fantasy best, should though. Be.
That's the best.
I guess.
I'm sort of at the same place.
That's why I said not having a crush is boring.
Yeah.
Like, who will it? I'm in a constant debate. I'm like, should I get back on the apps? Should I? I'm not now.
Get back on the, get, should download Hinge, who cares?
I guess. It just feels like such a time suck. Several months ago, like the last time I was on the apps, it's just like nothing ever fucking goes anywhere.
Yeah.
My TikTok algorithm serves me a lot of meme-y dating content. And it'll serve me a lot of content from guys posting about their dating woes and how, especially in New York City, everyone's flaky. Everything turns into a 3-month situationship. And part of me is like, that's pretty active. Like if you're having 3-month situationships, you're like way more active than me.
Right,
like,
right.
I have nothing. I was like, oh, so like it really is the same on both sides. But then how come no one's changing it? Why is no one improving the system? Like what?
Maybe after your book, you can start your own dating app.
I don't want to.
There's also that.
I get a lot of press emails from like dating-y stuff.
Yeah.
Just because I've written a few things about dating in GQ or Men's Health. We don't need more dating apps. They just keep coming out with more dating apps. And I'm like, that's not what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change the culture of dating. You can't do that with a fucking app.
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me to no end.
Yeah, I feel that.
I just finished reading a book called The One, which is also a Netflix series. And having watched the Netflix series first, I will say just watch the series. It's actually way better than the book, like in a rare case. But it's basically about a parallel present or possibly near future where a DNA gene is discovered. It's like a 23andMe where you submit your DNA and out of the database, it will find who your genetic match is. Your like perfect Whoa. Ideal partner. Obviously, it's good and bad results where sure. a lot of people are like, oh, good. Like, we don't have to date anymore. We can just like find our match genetically. And like the person you're matched with, you're like guaranteed to fall in love with them and like blah, blah, blah. And like mate for life, whatever. But then all of the people who are already in relationships or in marriages who take the test and then find that their spouse or their sure. partner isn't their match, then they leave them. So it like, breaks up families. And it's really interesting. But the Netflix series, I think, is more interesting because it follows one character. Mm-hmm. The book jumps around to several different characters every chapter, and yeah. it's like a lot. And the Netflix series focuses on one character who was the woman who founded the scientist who like found the technology.
Got it.
And like all of the shady things about like fintech too, which is really Ooh, interesting. Wow. Yeah, it's a really good series. It has everything. Murder, love, science.
Well, when it doesn't have its fragrance, but this podcast does. Allegedly, most of the time.
Yes.
This was probably the farthest we've strayed, but it's also a holiday.
Yeah. It's a holiday special, so I feel like it doesn't have to make sense.
Exactly.
Also, if we have ever dated and you have listened to this episode,
that's on you.
The cops are coming to your house right now.
Yes. Yes. The authorities have been notified.
Cease and desist.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I mean, none
of our... if you feel any way about it, do not tell me.
None of our exes are listening to this podcast. I guarantee you that.
Sometimes I won't.
I mean, I don't... We do begin those streams.
You know what? Our downloads have been increasing quite a bit.
Hey. Well.
So.
Happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
And please tell me if you have a crush on me. I am opening up the floor to people having a crush on me.
Great.
I cannot promise to reciprocate.
Okay, though. I don't know how... I don't think there's a whole ton of straight men that listen to this show.
I don't think so either.
But you know what? If they're out there...
Hey, man. You just got to ask. The worst they can say is no.
Thank you for not being on Barstool Sports.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with Smell You Later. Yeah. You know.
Thank you for not listening to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, God, please.
We're pulling our podcast because Joe Rogan.
Coming up next, our next guest, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
What do you smell like today? All right, follow us on Instagram at smellulater.mp3. I'm at Tynan Buck.
I am at Sabletooth Tigra, and please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and 5 chili peppers. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And until next time, we will.
Smell you later.